This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying 2 Peter 1, 1 through 11 for some time now. In our last visit, we began to understand the quality of agape love as seen in the love demonstrated toward us by the triune God in the provision of salvation. Once we take the step of faith by receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, we begin to discover a new dynamic emerging within us. We want to express our deep emotion and gratitude to God for this indescribable gift. We also find a desire emerge to love others, especially fellow believers. We might not understand all that's taking place, but the urge is there. Cultivate this dynamic quality, consciously added to the list in verses 5 through 7. Why is this discipline important? Because not everyone is lovable. Most of us encounter what some label my most irregular person. Isn't it so much easier to ignore them than to love them? When it comes to fellow believers, John puts it this way in 1 John 4:20 through 21. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. This is to be the distinguishing mark of the Christian and the Christian church. Jesus told his disciples in John 13, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Is this quality of denying self for the benefit of others present in your life today?